folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctor. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-351-2054. That's 800-351-2054. 800-351-2054.
Hello, I'm Sky, VP of Precision Electric Solar. As we begin closing out 2016, we realize we're overstocked on solar panels. We have enough for about 6 more residential project installations this year. I've decided to liquidate these remaining solar panels by 40%. That means a savings to you of up to $15,000. If you've already decided to go solar, now is the time to do it. If you already have a bid on a project, call me right away because I will not be beat. Again, my name is Sky. Call me 619-971-8408. Now that's my personal number, 619-971-8408. For allowing me to come to your home for a free estimate, I'll bring you a $50 gift card for gas. You just need to be a qualified homeowner. This blowout is limited to just 6 installations this year. Precision Electric Solar, 619-971-8408.
Christmas is here. Join Tom Cantor at the annual Christmas Under the Stars Free Family Festival Christian event on Saturday, December 10th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee, California. Games, rides, petting zoos, family photos, live Christmas music and a live nativity, holiday food and drinks, a star viewing, and a Christmas light show, and so much more. This year, bring a toy to support Operation Save Christmas, a benefit to help support the hundreds of homeless children in San Diego out on the streets. So join Tom Cantor for this free family festival Christian event, Christmas Under the Stars, on Saturday, December 10th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. And bring the family and friends for rides, games, animals, music, a live nativity, and so much more. And don't forget to bring that gift for a homeless child. To learn more about Christmas Under the Stars and Operation Save Christmas, call 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or go online to creationsd.org, creationsd.org.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. First, I gotta get this rat out of my throat. Okay, okay, much better. All right, on Today's Experience, let's talk about it. Our DDD, no. First time ever, we're gonna open up our show with something completely different. We're gonna open it up with a straight talk. Wow, we're making history right here. Plus, we'll review the best of the best from the best of the best of the best of Christian radio. Our DDD later, what a mess we make. And the latest from the left-wing zealots Nazi LGBT clan.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. And keep in mind, that any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, but you know who wins? You do. Because here comes SRN News. Ain't no valley low, ain't no river
wide. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The latest U.S. jobs report makes it clear Donald Trump will be inheriting the same two-track economy that plagued his predecessor. Hiring is solid and the unemployment rate is low, but some long-term problems persist. And they include a stubbornly high number of men who are out of work and have given up looking. The jobless rate dropped from 4.9% to 4.6% last month, mainly because of those who are jobless but are no longer looking for work. But PNC Financial Services Group Deputy Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the November jobs report is just what the Federal Reserve has been looking for.
With the economy heading towards full employment, the Fed wants to be a little ahead of the curve and start to tighten before we actually get there. So I think that we will see an interest rate hike when the FOMC meets in 2 weeks.
President-elect Trump is said to support completion of the disputed Dakota Access oil pipeline.
In a memo to Trump supporters, a spokesman says the president-elect backs the $3.8 billion pipeline near a North Dakota Indian reservation. It's a policy, the spokesman says, is not related to Trump's investments in a partnership that's building the pipeline. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the memo. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House has approved a massive defense policy bill.
$611 billion that helps set the direction for defense spending.
$3.2 billion more than the president has requested.
Texas Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's still not enough.
My great hope is that the new incoming administration will submit to Congress a supplemental request that can really get about the job of rebuilding the military, which is so essential.
The bill will, among other things, give troops their biggest pay hike in 6 years and ends those steep cuts in troop strength.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 21 points, the NASDAQ rose 4.5, the S&P climbed 1. This is SRN News.
VeteranSite.com says acts of kindness can touch our hearts, especially when we receive blessings from strangers, and they have a good example. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. One new mother, Rebecca Garvison, found that a stranger's compassionate actions transformed a potentially negative experience for her and her baby into one of blessing. She wrote about the event in a Facebook post that quickly went viral. When Garvison boarded a 5:30 a.m. flight in Chicago, she was already feeling stressed and nervous, especially when she noticed that the flight was full. Traveling alone with her infant child, Riley, was taxing, but anticipation of surprising her military husband in Atlanta was also weighing on her mind. As people on the plane glanced uncomfortably at the infant who began to fuss as soon as the plane began to taxi, Garvison said she became even more distressed. However, a seat change ended up changing the course of the flight for the young mother. She moved away from her irritated in-flight neighbors and chose a seat next to Nifesha Miller. When Miller offered to hold the crying infant, Garvison agreed and was astonished to see her daughter calm down, gaze out the window, and eventually fall asleep in Miller's arms. The website pointed out, people often offer compassion and kindness when it's least expected. Miller's genuine nurturing of a stranger's baby helped prompt one mother to count her blessings, both in the air and on the ground. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. For many years, I've talked about them. Now, many is a relative term. I have many relatives, many, many dollars in the bank, many pennies, not many $10 in the bank, but I got many dollars in the bank, so to speak. It all is relative. And here's the thing I want you to know. Eric and Ingrid are relatives. They're relatives of mine. If you're a Bible-believing born-again Christian, they're relatives of yours. They're brothers, or a brother and a sister in the Lord. Love each other, wonderful people, great testimony, serving in their church, serving the San Diego community at large. But they're not ashamed of their faith, nor should they be. Excalibur Roofing, a roofing company based on Christian principles. I like that. I think it's cool. And if you have a roofing issue and you want to deal with somebody in the business world, get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. You can call them, get a free estimate, talk to them. You can get engaged with them and see if it's going to work out. If it doesn't, it's no big deal. But these two people, they care. They do a great job. They have fantastic references. They have people on this show that continually connect with them. It's good stuff if you've got roof issues. One of the things I was thinking about, let's just take this moment to do this, is people don't recognize that in our Christian faith, we do have a large contribution to the economy. It's an $18 trillion a year economy in the United States, of which Christians, people that identify with Jesus Christ, that believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, represent somewhere between 3 and 4 trillion of that. And in that process, you don't always have to go where they tell you to go. You can go where people of faith are and bless the people within your own framework of faith. You don't have to. You just can. So you have that freedom to do that. In our nation, we get that freedom. I encourage you, if you're looking for a roofer, to try somebody. They're not the biggest company in San Diego. They're not the smallest company in San Diego, but they're one of the best companies in San Diego. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. And you can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Da-da-da! That was a good read, huh? Good live read, just kind of on the
Very
spot.
Good.
I appreciate that. Tugboat Todd doing the producing. Love it. It's so much better with the two horns. I'm just saying.
It really is.
It is. It just got that better feel. Tugboat Todd been doing it the whole week, right? Is this the first time you've done 5 days?
Yeah, 5 consecutive days. First time.
Very good job. So I'm very happy with that. Thank you.
The funny thing is now our hairstyles match.
Yeah. Well, you lost all your hair. That's amazing. It's the other things you don't want to match. If your nose grows out like mine, you're on your own. I can't help you. That's a God thing. It's the last thing. You know, that's the last thing that grows on your body is your nose.
Your ears don't stop growing either.
Yeah, they don't stop. Well, mine really don't. You know, I get worried about a draft because, you know, I like to walk straight lines. I don't like to walk, like, off to the side. All right, let's play our music for Straight Talk. Third Straight Talk in a row on this day, on this week. What do you got for me on the music?
Give me some Straight Talk, and a hold of sugar, please.
All right, there it is, Straight Talk. Yeah, that's from that Dolly Parton movie, relax. All right, so here's what put up today. This is what it says. When the Apostle Paul gave his list of religious qualifications in the book of Philippians, he considered them all rubbish compared to one essential concept, a knowledge of God. Epigenosis is the Greek word that the apostle often chose to declare that all-important notion. Yeah, if you could say that 5 times fast, you're impressive. Epigenosis is a knowledge of God based on relationship, not distant facts. That's what the word means. It's a warm relationship knowledge. In fact, this word is often translated in the literal as contact knowledge. Do you know what that is? Listen to that. Contact knowledge. I'm going to give you a great example. When you meet somebody, shake their hand and engage with them, their space and your space, and you begin to learn about them, that is contact knowledge. Contact knowledge is when you grow in your understanding and connection through the knowledge of a communion, a relationship. Now, it doesn't necessitate that it's a long relationship or a short relationship. It's simply a contact relationship. Now, why that's important is to understand that Greek word. That particular word means to know through fact and through feelings and through experience. That's something I want you to get right there. That understanding, epigenosis, understanding knowing God, a knowledge of God, is fact, it is feeling, and it is experience. I know that there's a lot of Christian teachers that say, well, feelings have nothing to do with it. Well, one, God demonstrates his feelings. Two, God created feelings inside of you. And three, if God didn't have feelings for you, you wouldn't be listening to this. You wouldn't be saved. You wouldn't even be in existence. Now, Paul's declaration was simple in Philippians. His religious achievements were not his calling cards of authority to write the living word of God. When Paul was kind of sharing what made him unique, what made him stand out, he went through all of his religious accomplishments and he said they are but garbage. Oh, can you imagine accomplishing all these great things in the eyes of the world, and then you look at all that and you go, that's rubbish. That means nothing. And then he asserts that his right and privilege to be a vehicle of God in writing and communicating and in ministry was based entirely on his unending communion with the Almighty. In other words, Paul said, look, I've got all these accomplishments and all that means nothing, but because I'm connected to God, God uses me, and that's what qualifies me. It's like, wow, wait, don't you have to have a master's or a PhD? Nope, you got to have an open ear. Well, you trying to tell me that somebody that's not really that intelligent can be used in a mighty way by God? Let's see. Peter was a fisherman. We'll go out on a limb there and say he didn't build the boats. He didn't create the fish. He didn't put the water in. He put the stick out there or the nets out there, and he said, come fishy, fishy, and the fish came, and he got the fish and put him in the boat. If you need a PhD for that, we're in big trouble. Yet it was Peter that gave that first big sermon in Acts chapter 2, which launched the New Testament church, where 3,000 people got saved. And it was Peter, the fisherman, that brought the gospel to the Gentiles, so that it was not just to the Jews only, but also now to the Gentiles. And it was Peter, the fisherman, the laborer, whom God used mightily to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Dave, he was a fisherman. Exactly. Luke was a physician. Was he intellectual? Sure. Was he smart? Sure. Was Paul smart? Sure. But Peter was a fisherman. It's like, and the Lord used Peter just that same way. And you're thinking, well, hold on. Don't you have to have an education for the Lord to be used? Okay, so God used a mule to rebuke a prophet. So let's everybody take it down a notch. You have to understand that God can and will use what he wants to do what he wants. Is education good? Absolutely. Is a relationship with Jesus Christ better? Absolutely. If you get too smart for your own good, then you might think you're just smarter than God. You're as good as God. You don't need God. And that's not a good result. And in fact, Scripture says that the Lord is gracious and merciful. And even like when you get involved in economics, you know, the people that are poor, that they are rich in faith, the Bible says. There's always this compensation from the Lord in some capacity. If you are a person that thinks, well, I can't do any of this, I'm not very smart. You know what? If the Holy Spirit is in you, everything you need is already there. Because you don't need more than the Holy Spirit to do anything that God has set before you. What you do need to do, or what I need to do, or what we need to do, is stay in communion with the Lord. You want to be current in life? Stay connected to Jesus. How about that? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back with the best of the best of the best of the best. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free! That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
The devil is ruthless. He'll do whatever he can to keep you from surrendering your life, your soul, to Jesus. And Billy Graham says, even if you choose Christ, the devil doesn't give up.
When a person receives Christ as Lord and Savior, Satan immediately launches his attack. He will do everything in his power to tempt and discourage by causing doubts. Therefore, the Bible warns that the Christian life is not a bed of roses, but a battle, a warfare, a conflict.
And the Bible teaches that every one of us has an important choice to make in that battle.
Which side are you on? If you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, then you're on the winning side. You can receive Christ as your Savior now and change your allegiance to Christ.
Jesus will defeat Satan and have the ultimate victory. Have you surrendered your life to Christ and trusted Him as your Savior? If you want to learn more about doing that, check out this website. Find peacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's so nice to be in San Diego, California, isn't it? It's wonderful. I do want to encourage you, if you so desire, you are welcome to send an email out, davidspoon@kprz.com, davidspoon@kprz.com. And also, I want to remind you about the Facebook page that we have, The David Spoon Experience. You can go there and you can like it, you can not like it, you can look at the screen, you can throw food at your computer, you can send me a private message, whichever you prefer. That will be just fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, it's time for us to figure out, as we review the best of 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 Christian radio. That's one of the things that we love to do, and so we're going to do that with our very good friend Russell Shubin, who is the key director, coordinator, information gatherer and sharer extraordinarer. That's what I'm going to go with on that one. He is in charge of ChristianOutlook.com, which, by the way, you can go to and listen to the show, or you can listen here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., and Sundays 11 p.m. They get the best stuff on Christian radio, put it together and share it with you. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back with you. It seems like it's been a bit.
Yeah, it does seem like it's been a little bit since you and I have been together, but still you rank as the number one appearing guest on the David Spoon Experience over our 4-year history. That's pretty good, Russell. Not too shabby.
Well, it is pretty good, and I sure do appreciate it. And it's great to be on once again. And how was the week down there in San Diego?
Now for us, you know, the weather's fantastic, and everybody's had a great Thanksgiving, and everybody's just like looking at things that are going on in life and going, wowzer, a little bit of optimism rolling in with some people. But then we turn on the news every once in a while, and this is where we need your help. We turn on the news and we go, what? What? Hillary could run again? What? They're recounting? What? And your brain just goes poof. So we need you to help us sort this stuff out.
I'm glad to do so. I'm glad to do so.
What do you got on the show this week, my friend?
Well, we do continue to debrief on the election that astounded everyone, and I think part of the what factor that you just described there is the surprise on both sides of the aisle was pretty significant, and the upset was one of the greatest in American, at least contemporary, political history. And that's the argument that Victor Davis Hanson makes in this week's show. And nobody saw it coming, and the results of which changed things dramatically, not just because of Trump's win, but because Democrats retain control of the House and retain control of the Senate and expand their control of state legislatures across the country. We continue to look at the issue of life and what could happen, in particular with the Supreme Court appointment. That's Brian Johnson of National Right to Life Committee. He's part of this week's program, as well as a look at the dangerous world that President Trump will inherit, and John Bolton unpacks that for us. And we also take a look at the death of Fidel Castro, Herb London of the London Center out in New York, and Anna Quintana of Heritage Foundation, sort through first the willingness to whitewash whitewash the reign of Castro in Cuba, as well as what we ought to do with Cuba going forward, and we ought to vigorously embrace a freedom agenda for the Cuban people. And then we shift our attention to Christmas. Daniel Huerta of Focus on the Family talks to us about the temptation that many people who have kids in the home, many people who are even looking at their own grandkids and grandkids are tempted to spend more than they have, and that stress that comes each and every year. And he's encouraging parents in particular to look at contentment, to teach their kids contentment. And then we have a great look at Alistair Begg's latest book called It's a Christmas Playlist. And he looks at four songs that are in the Gospel of Luke and how they are a tool or a window into the incarnation narrative to this Advent season, and just another solid tool from Alistair and his ministry to help us keep our heart focused on what really is ultimate, what really matters, and what we really care about passing on to our kids and grandkids.
Yeah, that sounds like a well-rounded show. Boy, anything from Alistair Begg, I mean, that is... You know, that's just liquid gold. I mean, that's one of my wife's favorite, you know, who are some of your favorite teachers, honey? I think I'm ninth. maybe. I think when she's being charitable, you know, that kind of thing. So that sounds like a well-rounded, you know, covering the politics, covering the spiritual elements, covering the Christmas element. You know, I love that contentment discussion. I mean, I love that mindset of understanding and teaching the sense of contentment. Got to ask you a couple of questions that go along with the process of the election, because I think it's just got that, you know, front element in talking about Brian Johnson and the National Right to Life. My first and foremost quick question, though, is if Hillary had won, it would be tough for Christians to say that God wasn't in charge. Now that Donald has won, it's tough for Christians to say that God isn't in charge. In other words, there's no way you're going to say that God isn't in charge. In lieu of the fact that Hillary lost and then Donald Trump won, Doesn't it seem like what everybody was thinking was interesting, but that the Lord had another plan?
Oh, I would say certainly. And right now, if you're looking at the first steps from the incoming Trump administration, the conservative, and in particular the evangelical conservative, ought to be encouraged. There's a number of appointments that appointment after appointment he makes seem to indicate that he's going to govern as a conservative. And one observation that dovetails with what you just said is, if we want to see a contemporary illustration of the beautiful doctrine of providence, is that it's Governor Pence as President Trump's vice president. He's clearly played a shaping role in so many of these appointments, and he clearly has the lay of the land and knows the personalities, and has deep-seated conservative convictions. And so we ought to be grateful in Vice President Pence.
Let me ask you this, because Donald did do something that was different. I think that some of the things he did, I think they were, you know, provocative on purpose, but I think putting out a list of judges and saying, you know, it's going to be one of these. I mean, that was pretty bold, I thought, in putting stuff out there. And all of those judges, from his point of view, are supposed to be along the lines of Antonin Scalia. And then my question there is there any reason to think, as we have seen Donald taking these actions, that he wouldn't continue down the road that he's kind of set up here and follow that process and go after one of those judges? I mean, is there any reason to think there'd be any deviation, or does this look like, nope, this is going to happen?
No, I would think you should have each positive decision, each positive direction ought to genuinely encourage a greater degree of hopefulness that the next decision, the next appointment, the next selection of a judge would also be a positive one. So I would say once there's a course and trajectory set, you get a greater degree of confidence. But you were here, I'm sure, under Governor Schwarzenegger here in California.
Yep.
He was a man with a Hollywood background that came to power under the Republican label and governed as a Republican, and he shifted pretty dramatically midway through his term. So we ought to be encouraged, but not a single one of us should take the future for granted, because we have a president coming that doesn't have a history in politics. Yeah, but having said that, boy, these initial selections look very encouraging, and we ought to take heart in that, and we ought to continue to hope and pray for and commit ourselves to intercede for him and that entire administration and the country for the next 4 years ahead, because I do think it's going to be a tense time.
You know, I'm going to confess a sin to you. I'd like you to pray for me in this sin. So, I know you will, because you're a brother in the Lord. But I've never watched MSNBC so much in my life, just for the sheer delight of seeing heads explode on television. It's just the most fascinating thing. Just every once in a while, you got to turn over and go, look, well, look, because it's like they're losing it. And it's like, the decisions are conservative decisions. They're not anything that any of us, the larger half of America, didn't really think would take place. But they just seem like they're acting like these decisions are like, out in space or something. It's like they are. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're actually very reasonable appointments. I mean, you look at General Mattis today or yesterday, and to be Secretary of Defense, he seems like a no-nonsense man that the people who served under him just have a profound respect for him, a learned man referred to as the Monk General or something like that. He has a nickname of some along those lines, that just very well-read. DeVos is Secretary of Education that will hopefully continue to give us as parents choice in education. And in particular, it's going to be the people who are working class and in the poorer areas of the country who ought to have a greater degree of choice as a result. So there's a lot of things to take courage in, and these decisions are very reasonable, and let's hope that they continue. But there's far more positive to look at than anything of significant concern as we get ready for the Trump administration come January.
Yeah, and I think that part's important for people to understand. So I do want to make sure that people understand about your show, and I want to give you an extra minute or two because we went down that road. And that, you know, really has to do with, like, that whole thing with Fidel Castro and that interaction between Herb London and Kevin McCullough. So I'm just going to ask you, in that exchange, is there a sense where, you know, people may get a chance during the show to understand that Fidel Castro, not the nicest guy in the world?
He absolutely is not the nicest guy in the world, and our coverage is not extended there, but there's more of it. And what is highlighted is how the left in our country is entirely willing to whitewash the Castro regime and give Castro a break when he was a brutal, oppressive dictator. The Castros still are ruling in Cuba, and in particular, Christians are subject to persecution. Those who speak up for the cause of freedom and freedom of the press, they are persecuted. And there's numerous examples even in recent days. But the left gives the Castro regime a break, and they not only give him a break, they celebrate him, and it's illustrative. The voices on the right who are heinous that do not represent the best of conservative ideals, there's a strong willingness to separate and distance ourselves from them. But on the left, the Castros are heroes. And even President Obama and even Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada mourned Castro's passing and celebrated him.
Wow. You know, the separations are just getting very distinct in life. It's just, you can just tell. This is just, you know, there is a massive left, right kind of movement going on. Just getting so specific. It's amazing. All right. Fantastic job, my friend, as you always do. And I really appreciate you taking the time and kind of digging into some other elements. Folks, I do want you to know, if you want to listen to the Christian Outlook show here on KPRZ, you can do it Saturday nights at 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays at 11 p.m., but you can go immediately to ChristianOutlook.com to hear it, to get it right online. Excellent job, Russell. Thank you for your time. And of course, as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend, brother.
Oh, thanks so much, and God bless you and all you listeners.
All right, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Reminding ourselves about God's goodness can keep us filled with His peace.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. James writes, "Do you ever talk to yourself?
Sometimes when I'm working on a project, usually under the hood of a car, I find it helpful to think out loud, working through my options on the best way to make the repair. If someone catches me in my conversation, it can be a little embarrassing, even though talking to ourselves is something most of us do every day. The psalmists often talk to themselves in the Psalms. The author of Psalm 116 is no exception. In verse 7 he writes, "Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you." Reminding himself of God's kindness and faithfulness in the past is a practical comfort and help to him in the present. We see conversations like this frequently in the Psalms. In Psalm 103:1, David tells himself, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name." And in Psalm 62:5, he affirms, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him." James continues, "It's good to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness and the hope we have in him. We can follow the example of the psalmist and spend some time naming the many ways God has been good to us. As we do, we'll be encouraged. The same God who has been faithful in the past will continue his love for us in the future." You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Pick that little song at the end. Thank you. If you want to, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. If you're going to write me an email and say, "Please change the show," the answer is no. There. That'll solve that. That's pretty simple. I do want you to do me a favor and keep my good friend Steve Wheeler in prayer. He sent me an email today, and I can't even pronounce the city that he's in. No, he sent me an email. I'm sending it from this. It could come broken up. I was like, what is, I don't even understand this. Somehow the symbols did not transfer or something. That's how far away he is. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor. Recognize that Whitefield's ministry as a ministry is equipping pastors in rural areas where the gospel is not being taught. And there's an equipping level going on where they get the pastors together, all of them from all of these areas, and they travel for days and days, and they come together in these one meeting places. And Steve spends time teaching and training, you know, seminary level education, giving them the insights, the tools, and the equipment so that they can take the gospel back into these villages where they live. So when Whitefield supports these pastors, it's financial, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's personal. And these are the people that are advancing the gospel in places that you and I probably are not going. But that's what their life's mission is. You want to connect to that, please do so. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields.org is their website. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Tugboat Todd, I think we'll do an extra. You got a tugboat, Todd, for me? You got a little? Thank you. But that was only one. That's better. Get rid of the one. The one's boring. We're going to go an extra minute on this because I want to talk about something that I've had. I've had this DDD in my, I have a stack of DDDs. So it's been 4 years. I've got about 1,000 that I've never taught. And we've taught about 4,000. It's a lot. But this one I've been holding for a really long time. Always waiting for that right segment. I think this could be the segment. We shall see, depending on how people respond to it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. I did not say that you should wear something on your feet when it's raining. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. This really doesn't have a title, so I'm not sure if you want to try and title this. Talk about, you can. I don't know any other way to do it. But it says this: "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. So it falls on us to somewhat define how you go about that. When the scripture says, don't let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, don't let them judge you based on religious festivals. Don't let them judge you based on a new moon celebration or a Sabbath day. So when people judge you about the Sabbath, whether you keep it or not, whether you keep it and somebody judges you, or whether you don't and somebody judges you, please, come on. You want to keep the Sabbath? God bless you. You don't want to keep the Sabbath? God bless you, but you better do it unto the Lord, right? You don't let people judge you, but the question is really simple. Ready? This is for all of life. How? You don't let somebody judge you, so how? How do you do that? That's the question. I'm just making it that simple. How do you put yourself in a position where you don't let somebody judge you? I was talking to somebody who's a music minister who does music ministry throughout the country, and they were talking to me, and they said, you know, a couple of things, and we discussed that. And I said, well, you know, don't let anyone judge you, you know, by what you eat or drink, you know, subscription. And they said, well, how do you do that? Right? Ready for the answer? Okay, this is going to blow your mind. Ready? It's a big secret. Okay, it's not a big secret. Here it is. Here's how you make sure that somebody doesn't judge you. Ready? Ready? Are you ready? Because you can't stop people from thinking, and you can't stop people from voicing their opinions about you. That's not what it's talking about. When it says don't let somebody judge you, get ready. Don't care. Wait, what? No, you don't understand. You can't stop somebody from judging you, but you can stop somebody from letting that judgment affect you. When it says don't let anybody judge you in regards to what you're doing, it's not trying to say, well, you know, you stop them from thinking. You stop them from speaking. No, you can't do that. But you can stop the power that you give them over your life by not caring, by recognizing that what you do as unto the Lord the best you can. And you think, well, that seems ridiculous. That seems almost cold. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Pharisees judged Jesus? You would say yes. Here's my next question. Do you think he cared? He had a mission. He had something to do. He had to go about the Father's business. That's what you do. You don't get to be a schnooky person because of it, but you can defuse their power by not giving it to them. You get that? You have to. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mercy is the fact that God's going to take your issue seriously, not because it's a serious issue, but because it's your issue.
Pastor Andy Stanley explains on today's Focus on the Family Minute why Jesus relates with your pain.
Mercy is Jesus standing outside the tomb of Lazarus, and he already knows what he's going to do, and he already knows he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead, and he knows he's going to be the star of the show, and everything's going to work out. And Jesus walks up to the tomb of Lazarus, and before he does his big deal and his big miracle, before he intervenes the way they want him to intervene, this is so huge. Jesus pauses outside of the tomb of Lazarus, and the Bible says in John 11 that he wept. Your Savior understands, and he's not too big and busy to feel what you feel. Mercy is, I know. And you just keep bringing it every single time to me, and my frontline response to you is going to be mercy.
You'll hear more about God's mercy today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Your students have an amazing life ahead of them. That's why Maranatha Christian Schools provides an excellent, challenging, and rewarding school experience for students preschool through 12th grade. Hi, this is Francine Good with Maranatha Christian Schools. The school and education you choose for your child can make a difference in their future. That's why I invite you to explore MCS for your child's education. With MCS's academic excellence, we can effectively prepare students to attend the college of their dreams. Maranatha Christian Schools
also offers students excellent programs in sports, music, drama, and our entire curriculum is centered on teaching students to place the concerns of others before themselves. To schedule a tour of our campus, call 858-759-9737, 858-759-9737, or visit MaranathaChristianSchools.org. That's MaranathaChristianSchools.org. It's time to prepare your child for college, for life, and to transform the world.
The devil is ruthless. He'll do whatever he can to keep you from surrendering your life, your soul, to Jesus. And Billy Graham says, even if you choose Christ, the devil doesn't give up.
When a person receives Christ as Lord and Savior, Satan immediately launches his attack. He will do everything in his power to tempt and discourage by causing doubts. Therefore, the Bible warns that the Christian life is not a bed of roses, but a battle, a warfare, a conflict.
And the Bible teaches that every one of us has an important choice to make in that battle.
Which side are you on? If you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, then you're on the winning side. You can receive Christ as your Savior now and change your allegiance to Christ.
Jesus will defeat Satan and have the ultimate victory. Have you surrendered your life to Christ and trusted Him as your Savior? If you want to learn more about doing that, check out this website. Find peacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our great friend Sam Rasul. ThinkSam.com. You're thinking, okay, real estate, right, real estate. So if you're buying a place or selling a place, yeah, Sam. But let's talk about real estate, because somewhere in some capacity, you're involved in real estate. If you're in an apartment, you're in real estate. If you're in a house, you're in real estate. If you're in a mobile home, I don't know if that's real estate. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if you need to talk to somebody because you're just not sure, talk to Sam. Talk to Sam. We have a saying around here. Send them to Sam. That's what we say to people. Send them to Sam. Send them over to Sam. But Sam will talk to people. It doesn't cost any money. Tells them what's going on. 20 years, this guy has been at the top of the, well, let's just say he's at the top of the real estate agents in the country. This guy's been long-term, long-time, fantastic, committed brother. Born a Muslim, became a Christian. Fantastic, amazing testimony. But he takes the time to work with everybody. If he works with you and you're not liking it, he will work with you. And if you're not comfortable, he'll stop. Like, no charge, no nothing. I just want to make sure it's right, it's comfortable, it's good for both of us. If you have any questions, anything you're trying to figure out, anything you're trying to evaluate, like on your home, what it's really worth, and you're just trying to use a computer versus somebody who knows what it's like, spends the time there, connects to you, man, you got to get a hold of Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM. 858, which is San Diego, obviously, 780-1-SAM. ThinkSam.com. Anything regarding real estate, Sam is the man. If you know somebody who's thinking about it, send them to Sam. Okay. Well, I did have friends until this segment. Well, let's say I still have friends, but maybe not as many friends as this segment is coming up. Won't be a long segment, but it is entitled something very specific. The left-wing zealots and the Nazi LGBT clan. And you're thinking, why would you ever do that? I mean, you're a Christian, right? So as a Christian, it is my job to follow the truth and also to call things as they are in truth. There's not a single person in the Old Testament who's recorded who spoke for God who didn't do that. And yes, everybody is called to speak for God, by the way. The nation of Israel as a nation was supposed to speak for God to the other nations. They were chosen as the witness and the light to communicate God to the other nations. So here's what's going on. You hear about these people, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Have you heard about these folks? They're the host of the Fixer Upper Show. Everybody's heard about that now, and you're thinking, uh-oh, the Fixer Upper Show, another real estate issue going on here. And what happened is one of the kind of fake news websites, if you like that reference, I'm not sure we like any of those reference, but the BuzzFeed people are like very upset because they have not featured a homosexual couple in their show. So what they did was they hunted down where they went to church and they looked at the church. This is what the zealots are doing and the LGBT clan that's Nazi. Like, not everybody who's in that style is this way. Just this small radical group that's in them. And they went and they found out what church they were going to and are going after these people because they attend church. What you better catch is that the zealots and the LGBT clan people are going after houses of worship. So they confronted the pastor, Jimmy Siebert, and they said to him, hey, we want to make sure, we're just going to ask you point blank, and Todd Starnes actually from Fox News asked him, is your church against same-sex marriage? And actually, the pastor was a little bit caught off guard, and he said, you know, we're pro-helping people. We're pro-helping and leading people to the Lord and helping them on their journey. But he did say, when he said, point blank, are you against same-sex marriage? He said, absolutely not, when the answer should have been absolutely yes. Anti-LGBT is simply answered in this question. Is it sinful by biblical standards? Then yes, I'm opposed to it. Any lifestyle that's unbiblical, we're going to be opposed to. That doesn't mean that we're opposed to the people getting saved and repenting. But keep in mind the idea of Scripture. Scripture is absolutely clear. Jesus, when the woman was caught in adultery, said, stop, you're forgiven, but go and sin no more. Sinful lifestyles are not acceptable. And by the way, not supporting a style is not hate speech. It's true for homosexuality, and it's true for adultery, and it's true for any other lifestyle that's contrary to Scripture, which Scripture makes it absolutely clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. 17 verses in the Old and the New Testament. 17 that I will talk with anybody about anytime as long as they're willing to examine the Scripture. And oh, for the people that are screaming, red letter only, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Red letter, folks. And Lot's wife looked back on Sodom and Gomorrah, a city that perverted with homosexual behavior. And you're thinking, well, are you against that? I'm against anything that's contrary. Even things in my own life that are contrary to God, I'm against. Because I want to be in agreement with God and surrender to God and in submission to God, which is why I come before him on a regular basis seeking his grace and his forgiveness. Well, you're supposed to accept everybody. God doesn't. Jesus didn't. Neither am I. I'm just going to follow them. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You'll hear Marty, and it'll be us. Don't go anywhere.
For your love.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.